On every floor and near sleeping areas. Kidde smoke alarms help protect your family today.
Try the new Subway $4 lunch. It's for everyone, for anytime. Choose from tons of 6-inch subs plus a 21-ounce drink, all for just $4. Lunchtime, anytime.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
I can't believe they
gold dust at my feet.
I can't believe that they record our meetings at the station. That was Mike Dorsey.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He blew up at a meeting and got up and said, you know, I was half the man I was, half the man I was. I'd take a flamethrower to this place. That's not for the public to know about.
No.
That's private. That's private company business.
They record all that?
Yeah. It's just like the Oval Office, all that stuff that goes, it's all recorded. It's the same thing here. Mike's office is bugged. You go in there and have a meeting, it'll be recorded.
I think it's Mark.
What is it?
I think it's Mark. I'm pretty sure.
What a weird name, Mike Mark.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's weird. Yeah. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here we are, the 16th of July, on the second half of the month. And here's what we're going to do today. We're going to take calls today. We didn't take as many calls as we got busy. I like a lot of calls, and I'm going to ask you folks who, for whatever reason, maybe you've never called, you're, you know, call-in virgins, call us. It's easy. It's so easy you can't even believe it. We don't care what you call about. So the dust is, I thought, was settling on this Trayvon Martin Zimmerman thing. It's not. More rioting or whatever. I saw some fires and flags being burned out in Oakland, California, or whatever. So maybe that'll settle down eventually, and there'll be other things to talk about. But you can call Dane, talk about whatever you like. This is the part we call the Burke segment. There's a story behind it, but we don't have time to tell you what it is. Does anybody have anything for the Burke segment?
I don't today.
Black mark. Black mark, in the, black mark in the grade book by each name. In fact, let me get the book out now.
Actually, well, I have Beyond something. It's a personal
check. Thing. Well, that's a contribution. Go
yeah.
ahead.
Personal
go ahead.
Life is good.
Went to Fonpon College today. My daughter, Alyssa, is an Oakville hockey cheerleader, and they have cheerleading. Wow.
Whoa.
What in the world?
Well, you're choking up because your daughter's getting older. You're emotional because you know your daughter one day soon will marry and leave and never talk to you again.
Yeah, she's going to be a junior this year.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
I know. It's very weird. When they said junior, I'm like, junior? But so they go to this cheerleading
junior
camp at Fonpon College. And
I love that sound.
I know.
It's so funny.
It's essentially a boot camp, and to teach them cheers, and it's really a cool program. And there's these cheerleaders that, I guess, I don't know what they do, but they're in college and stuff, and they show them cheers. And then there's a guy there too that shows them cheers. But
why'd you chuckle at that?
I don't know. It was
shows them cheers.
I don't know. It was a little strange for me.
What was?
Having the guy being the leader of a cheerleading thing?
Yeah.
No, I can tell you something. I still think that's weird. I just think it's weird. Let me interrupt you. When I was in seventh grade, we had a grade school basketball team. We had cheerleaders. We had two guys. Now, this is in the deep south in the 60s. We had,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, two. I remember their names. I'm not going to mention their names. Maybe they have relatives that live here. But James and Randy were their first names. And, well, they tried out and made it for the cheerleading squad, And there's only one thing everybody thought. Gay.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Gay, of course. Triple gay.
Yeah.
Because cheerleading then wasn't an acrobatic team. It was pushing back, way back.
The
you
traditional,
know.
Right.
Yeah, the traditional stuff and pom-poms and stuff. Gay. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. So then today is the end of this morning was the end of the whole thing. And then they get together and the schools, they have a competition then. And then they win trophies. And Oakville varsity hockey won two trophies, won a spirit stick.
What's a spirit stick?
I don't know. The spirit stick sounds big. It is. They won the spirit stick every day that they were there. So it's like a big thing about showing the best spirit, I guess, or best school spirit or something like that. But it's a cool, it's a really cool program. And she loves it. They go and they stay in the dorms. And they just have fun with, there were 10 different schools there from around St. Louis.
So how will this serve her in her older adult life? She's not going to be a professional cheer. Is there such thing as a professional cheerleader?
You know what? I don't,
there's not, because the Rams, like the Rams cheerleaders, they don't make any money.
I don't think they do, no.
You can become a teacher, I guess.
Cheering
kids
teacher.
Schools, yeah. I mean, you know, those camps.
Yeah.
I bet very few cheerleaders end up being cheerleader teachers.
I don't know.
I've never understood why chicks want to be cheerleaders, especially like the professional. They think they're going to get discovered. Nobody's going to discover you. You're down there with a whole bunch of other girls. You're kind of just one of the long-haired women, though their hair flying around, and then nobody's going to discover you.
Yeah.
But it's like it's being part of the program, like part of the sporting program, I guess, at school.
It shows that you're capable of teamwork and leadership.
Yeah.
And that's so, you know, that'll help.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. She's done this. This is like the third year in a row she's done this. So.
And where was this camp?
At Fonpon College.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, that was a contribution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's close this thing. Burke Sexton is officially closed. James and Randy. And, you know, and Randy was kind of a buddy of mine. And when I saw, they posted the people that had made the cheering squad, and I looked at it and I thought, wait a minute, this can't be right. Randy's a cheerleader?
Yeah.
And then I...
Did you even really know what that meant, though, back then?
No, I just... It just meant...
Didn't you say you just meant, sissy-fied?
It meant sissy. That's exactly what it meant. And I said, Randy, you know... You know, everybody's going to think you're a sissy. And he said, no, that's okay. I don't care. He didn't care. So I later figured out that he and James, you know, probably had something going.
Well, sure.
And they were the only two. But they got made fun of. You know, I don't know. I guess I just have to hand it to people who can push ahead, do what they want to do, and they know they're going to get harassed and ridiculed, and they do it anyway.
Yeah.
Knowing that that's coming their way. So, you know, good for them.
Yeah.
I have phone numbers, in case you want to call. Then I've got one of the saddest, weirdest stories that Peon gave me. Mm. I'll do that, and then we'll get to the phone calls. And the reason this really, when you showed me this, boy, this really hit home for a couple of reasons. One, I have in my life, I've told you this before, I've owned 16 motorcycles, from entry-level motorbikes to scooters to full-blown touring bikes to Heritage Softails, Electric Glide, Ultra Glide. I mean, you name it. The two cylinders, four cylinders, monster bikes, small bikes, dirt bikes, 16 of them. And so when I read this story, I'll share the story with you, then I'll tell you why it really... And Bob, if you're listening, my friend Bob, in Litchfield, Illinois, I hope you're listening. Listen to this story. Barry Strong is the guy's name. Actually, it's Strang, Barry Strang, 59 years old, Casper, Wyoming. Wyoming, I might add, a great place to ride a motorcycle. Had a routine. Every Friday, he would eat Mexican food for dinner at a place up in Casper, and he'd stop by Baskin-Robbins for dessert. And then he would go to the Harley-Davidson store and just, you know, drool and dream at 59. So it's obvious this guy wants a motorcycle, and his wife, Pam, true story, by the way, this is a true story, his wife, Pam, Didn't really like the idea of her husband, you know, having a motorcycle. They've been married 38 years, and so she vetoed it. They're too dangerous. And let me stop here and say, I don't relate to a story where a woman tells a guy what to do.
No.
I can't even.
Just like a woman.
Well, some women, not my wife. She'll tell me what to do. So, but he's 59 now, and he's semi-retired. So she finally caves in, and he said, look, it's on my bucket list, because she tells the story, and he says, not just a motorcycle, but a Harley. You know, and I have to tell you, there are a lot of people, and I've had Hondas and Yamahas and Kawasaki, and I've had, I think, two or three Harleys. To some people, the only motorcycle is a Harley Davidson, when in fact a Harley Davidson is not any better a motorcycle. In fact, not as good a motorcycle. If you just want a precision, smooth-running machine, get yourself a Honda, Honda touring bike. Get yourself a big Yamaha touring bike. I had both of those. I had Harley's touring bike, but they're smoother. You know, Honda Goldwing, my goodness, like a car. But to a lot of people, a Harley, that's a real motorcycle. And I get that, because it is sort of America's motorcycle. So she says, okay, she finally caves in. This is a true story. And, you know, she told him, you're going to ride by yourself. Now I'll stop there, because she's not going to ride with him. I will say this about my wife. When we met, I'd had two motorcycles, and I got the third one right after we got married. And I will say that on all 13 of the motorcycles I had, with just a couple of exceptions, she would get on the back and ride. She never liked it. She wasn't crazy about it. And I don't blame her. Have you ever been on the back of a motorcycle?
Yes.
No.
It's not fun. It's weird, and you have no control.
It's very weird.
And if you're not a good rider on the back, you can throw the driver off by leaning the wrong way, trying too hard to compensate. You should just sit there and relax and go with the flow. But she never was really comfortable with it. And we've taken some pretty we've gone, I mean, not across the country, but we used to get on the one of those ferries up by Grafton, and we'd ride, get on the ferry boat, take the ferry over, go to dinner, come back down the Grafton Road all the way down 270, all the way out to West County, get home like 1 o'clock in the morning in the dark with a group of riders. And then we had made trips of 2 and 3 hours. We'd go down to Herman, just within the states of Missouri and Illinois. But we never did that Sturgis, South Dakota thing. But she never liked it. And I understand that. And now the older we get, the more realize how lucky I am that we didn't fall and she didn't rip the skin off her legs or something. And quite frankly, it's not as easy to ride with somebody on the back as it is by yourself. You got to really be good. And I was a good, after 16, starting at the age of 16, you get pretty good at it like anything else. So we got lucky and we made it, but she wasn't wild about it. So this guy in Casper, his wife tells him, don't expect me to ride with you. You're on your own. So he finds the one he wants. It's a 2013 model, no frills, no fancy stuff. He just wanted a clean, basic Harley Davidson. So last month, in fact, the 27th of last month, he and his wife went to the dealership, then split up. He's going to pick up the bike, and they'll rendezvous later at the Riverton Casino. He had said, I'm going to ride around, kind of break this thing in. I'll meet you at the casino. And before he left the dealership, he took a photo of the new motorcycle and posted it on his Facebook page. And he said on the post, 44 years, finally got one. That was the caption. So she goes to do some shopping in an Amish furniture store and said she had the weirdest feeling, this just weird, weird feeling. And as she gets back in the car, she hears these sirens. He drove that bike 3 miles and was killed. 3 miles!
Unbelievable.
The coroner told her he felt no pain. He was killed instantly. By the way, how do they really know that? That's good. That's a good thing to say. It sounds good. Makes people feel good. But maybe, maybe not. He was riding on Highway 789 in Wyoming. He had a right-hand curve, and for whatever reason, he went into the axles of a tractor-trailer truck. According to the Highway Patrol, he was thrown from the motorcycle, went under the tractor-trailer. His helmet came off, flew 30 feet, and that was after 3 miles. So she waited 45 minutes and backed up traffic till she could reach him. Called her sister, and she's hysterical, and she said she's not angry. She didn't have any resentment. She just said he lived life to the fullest, and he died living life to the fullest. And this was something he wanted his whole life. Well, okay. Here's the problem. And I've told this to three different friends of mine. One didn't listen, and he took a spill and messed his shoulder up for the rest of his life. And there's another guy now, and Bob, if you're listening, he has at least, I'd say, 6 or 8 different times said to me, man, I'm looking at a Harley again. And I've said, don't do it. And let me be clear about something. I'm not anti-Harley or anti-motorcycle. In fact, I'm pro. I love motorcycles. The only reason I don't have one now is I live on a deer preserve, practically. I wouldn't be able to go 10 miles and I'd hit a deer and that'd be the end. I'd be in a wheelchair, I'd be dead. So I can't ride anymore because the deer are so thick where I live. So I'm not anti-bike. I'm anti- middle-aged to old guys jumping on a Harley for their first motorcycle. You don't do that. You get a little trail bike or something. You get a lightweight 200cc something, and you learn to shift, and you learn how to handle, and then you work your way up. Maybe one other bike, and then get the Harley. You just don't jump on a big, heavy Harley. It's just a big, heavy bike. You can't do that. So, Bob, I hope you heard the story about the Barry Strang in Casper, and I hate to see something horrible happen to you. It's too late. I'm sorry. But certain things you have to face when you get a little older, and maybe this is one of them that you just don't pick this. It'd be kind of like... if I decided right now that I wanted to be a really good ice skater, okay?
Like, or a rollerblade.
Or snowboarding. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to do it. And it's a little different because people think, well, I can ride a bicycle, and I rode a motorbike once when I was a kid. Well, no, it's not the same. You didn't negotiate traffic in the St. Louis area. You didn't, you just don't get it. It's a different... It's dangerous. I tell my kid, my boys wanted motorcycles. And kids always throw this back at you. Well, you had a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, here's the deal. I started learning, learned to ride when I was 16. Had bikes all the way into my 50s, all right? And most of my early riding was on country roads in Monroe County, Illinois. Not on Manchester or 270 or even any of these roads around the county now. And we didn't have a deer problem. There are a lot of things that are different. And I prefer you not get one. So far, they haven't. And now I think we've turned the corner, and I don't think they... We've got a couple of calls here I'd like to take. But what a sad story. You know, the family's acting like, oh, he died doing what he wanted to do. Well, yeah, but he didn't have to die. He just, not done that. You just, at almost 60 years of age, you just don't jump on a Harley. Let's bring Jim on here. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, I was doing good until you got me teared up listening to this story.
What a story.
Well, I'm the same way. It's been 40-some years since I rode, and I bought a bike about a year, 2 years ago, I guess it was, and then moved up to a Harley Electric Glide. My wife keeps saying, I'm not riding on that thing. Then she goes up to the Harley dealer last week and buys a new helmet, wants me to go up and get one that looks just like hers.
Yeah.
So I had to keep her happy. But we can shoot them deer ears, then you can get another bike.
Well, you can't shoot it enough to keep me safe. I've got, it's unbelievable. How old are you?
68.
How long have you been riding the Harley?
A little over a year.
All right, and how long since you, at the time you got the Harley, how many years had it been since you'd ridden?
45.
Wow, man, be careful. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, I am.
That's all I can tell you.
know.
And you know as well as I do, you have those moments of terror when you're on there, especially if she's on there with you, when you thank your lucky stars that you made that turn or that guy didn't hit you or whatever, because two wheels is just not like four.
Yeah, and it can be not even something you do wrong.
No, you grease a squirrel with your front wheel, and you can go down. That's it. You hit a squirrel with a car, it's a little bit of a thud, and you don't even know it. But you hit a rock the size of an orange with that front wheel, or a squirrel, and man, it's over. So, you know, just be careful.
But the main reason I called, Frank, I had a question.
Yeah.
You were talking about them cheerleaders in your high school when you were in grade school in Tennessee?
Yeah, the two guys, yeah.
Right. I was wondering if one of them guys might have been one of the guys that was sleeping with you and said, let's take our underpants off.
That was a different town, and I had long lost track of my friend Dana by then. But that's thank you for asking. No, that was not one of those guys.
I was curious, you know. Okay.
His name was Dana. These guys were James and Randy.
You remember his name.
I'll never forget his name. That's right.
And you're still in touch with him?
Nope. Never spoken to him since we were 7 years old.
You need to get on Facebook to see if he's out there.
I don't
I got clean undies now.
Hey, be careful on that bike, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
I'm nervous for that guy. I really am.
Dana's probably selling silk sheets somewhere.
Dana? Yeah. No, somebody said he became a doctor. That's all I ever heard.
Urologist.
Proctologist.
Yeah. We get Fred, then we'll take a break. Hello, Fred. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Two things. I totally agree with you. I started riding bikes when I was 16. My first one was a Honda 90. I started out with a 90.
Hey, my first bike.
Now driving a Goldwing.
My first bike was a 60, then a 90, then a 175, then a 350, and then went up from there. And then had a little phase in my life where I went back down to more of a dirt bike, and then a couple of scooters, and then went back up again. You have a Gold. That Goldwing is a beautiful, smooth running machine.
Absolutely, I said my whole life I wanted to get a Harley, and I had a short period in there that I never had a motorcycle, and then I started looking again, and I rode Harley because I was going to get one, and I thought, no. Why do I want to hear all this noise all the time, and why do I want something with basically no shocks on it?
I know, and I actually like the Harley. I like the sound. I like the pipes. No. But if I were going to hit the road, put me on a Goldwing Aspencade, okay?
Right.
And that's...
Go ahead.
That's the only way to go. It's as smooth as silk.
The other thing is, you were talking about the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
I took home ec because that's where all the girls were.
Well, I took typing for the same reason. There were only two of us in the typing class. But that's a little different than becoming a cheerleader.
I don't know. I guess you do what you got to do to get where you got to get.
Well, I didn't have to go that far. Fred, thank you for the call.
Thanks, bye.
All right, there goes Fred. We take a break. We will take your call. We're going to take a lot of calls today, so let us hear from you. Matheny Heating, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Matheny Heating and Cooling is, I'm proud to say, our heating and cooling company at our house. I hope it is at yours. If not, the only thing stopping you is a phone call. Next time you have an issue, it's not working right, it's not cooling enough, let's say, this time of year, call Matheny. You got to call somebody, right? Do you have some sort of contract with somebody that you have to call? No. And I've said this about other things, unless your brother-in-law is a heating and cooling guy, and you're kind of forced to if it's family. But otherwise, call Matheny. I don't know why you call anybody else anyway. You're AM and the PM. You like the show. You want to keep the show on the air. Call Matheny. There you go. I rest my case. That'll be the reason for calling them. The reason for calling them back is because you're going to like the experience, because they're good at what they do, and they're fair. Their pricing is fair. And they'll get there as fast as anybody will get to you. And they've been in business, well, this is their 71st year. They serve all of St. Louis and St. Charles County. And it doesn't matter if you have a business, a home, how big the unit is, how old it is, what brand, what model, doesn't matter. They are trained and qualified to work on any and all that stuff. And if you need to replace a unit, they'll do that too, business or commercial. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Yeah, let's get a look at traffic right now and see how things look. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we just have the normal volume that's going on westbound 70 from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Looks like we've got a stalled tractor trailer that's partially blocking the right lane on eastbound 64 just after Hampton. Southbound 270, that's slow in pockets from, looks like, the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 64 downtown, just a little bit heavy, Union Station, or Busch Stadium, I'm sorry, up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report, it is brought to you by BP Driver. BP Driver Rewards, a new program that rewards carpoolers, road trippers, truckers, all kinds of people who drive. Pick up a brochure at your local BP station for details and to join now. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like happy hour in the middle of your workday. It's the Martin Kilcoin Show, weekdays at noon. Franco Pinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hello, St. Louis. This is John Londoff Jr. My family has been in the car business for over 75 years, and while the vehicles have changed, our commitment to service has remained constant. Whether you visit our dealership in person or online at Londoff.com, at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, we treat you like family. We want to make sure your buying experience is fun. When you buy a vehicle from the Londoff family, you can be sure you will get the best price with the best experience possible. Check out these prices. Chevy Cruze, just $13,900. Chevy Sonic, just $12,500. Silverado Pickups, just $15,900. The all-new Traverse, as low as $245 a month. Are you kidding me? And remember, St. Louis, nobody will give you more for your trade. I don't mean trade assistance or value-added pricing. I mean more cash, period. Visit us at Highway 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit in beautiful Florissant, or shop 24/7 at Londoff.com. Come in today and experience Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, a St. Louis tradition. Chevy, find new roads.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you don't have dental insurance? Well, stop waiting and give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-300-8038. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people turn to us every day because they're looking for good dental coverage at a great price. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can help pay for everything from x-rays and fillings to crowns and dentures for less than a dollar a day. And it provides immediate protection for preventive care, so you can get the checkups you need now and help protect yourself against big bills later on. You can't be turned down for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, there are no networks, so you can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. So why wait? Call today and get the protection you need now. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-8038. 1-800-300-8038.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We want to let every woman try Bare Minerals' revolutionary foundation and fall in love with their skin again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. So call now. 1-800-393-9522. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and leaders in beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. We're letting as many women as possible try it, and you can be one of them. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation, and we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-393-9522 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-393-9522.
If you haven't refinanced your home at today's rate, what are you waiting for? Rates are creeping up, and Golden Oak still has fixed mortgage rates in the threes.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Now's the time to lower your rate and save money every month.
Even if you're not sure we can save you money, call us. What have you got to lose? We're happy to try. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Our experienced loan officers will ask you a few simple questions, and we take it from there. No muss, no fuss, no out-of-pocket fees.
Take 10 minutes. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. Take advantage of ridiculously low fixed mortgage rates. Today, still in the threes.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blues.
NMLS 11.937, 15-year fixed rate 3.25, APR 4.165, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Hi, Tom Baudet. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
More with less. More with
less. Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/moreforless.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, well, I take a minute to do a little business. I'd love for you to call us. First-time callers, welcome. Get it out of your system. Once you do it, you can't get enough of it. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Give us something to think about, talk about, teach us something. Look at all we've taught you over the years. While you do that, I'll tell you where to take your vehicle if you have an accident. Schaefer. Whether it's your fault, somebody else's fault, no matter how extensive the damage. Unless it's totaled. It's totaled. Nobody's going to fix it. You're going to get a check, and you're going to go buy yourself a new car. Johnny Londoff. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. There are 7 locations. I get rave reviews and lots of feedback about Schaefer. And it's all consistently the same kind of comments. I can't believe how my car looks, or truck, or SUV, or whatever, like it never happened. I can't believe the level of service above and beyond just repair, help with insurance, help with a rental car, taking me home, picking me up, coming to get the car because it wasn't drivable. Just things they never thought would be part of the Schaefer experience. But it is. So you're going to have to go somewhere. You tell your insurance company you want Schaefer. You have the right to do that. They will probably recommend Schaefer. They have a list of preferred body shops, and Schaefer's usually toward the top of the list. And if not, you might want to get another insurance company. Or at least just say, look, I don't know where you people get your places you refer people to, but how about this car's going to go to Schaefer? And that's what they'll do. And it'll be perfect. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer. Auto Body Centers. All right. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I have some lag time here on my screen because, Dan, you're typing. Are you typing? I think you're typing.
Yeah, trying to. Scott's on the phone.
Scott, let's just talk to Scott while you take the rest of them. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Even though I haven't been able to listen all afternoon, but as far as the motorcycles, I know you've told the story a couple of times about an interview with Sonny Barger.
Yeah.
About they asked him what, you know, obviously he had to ride a Harley. He didn't have a choice.
Right.
But I think someone asked him, if you weren't the head of the Hells Angels, would you ride a Harley? Oh, that's got to be about the most uncomfortable motorcycle to ride. I think he said he would prefer a Goldwing.
No, he said BMW. He actually put it in his book. He wrote a great book about what it was like to be a president of the Hells Angels. And in the book, he said, you know, that now I can say this, but this is something that they'd have beat the crap out of him if he'd said it when he was in Hells Angels. But he said, my choice of bikes to ride would be a BMW. And he meant, obviously, if you got to get on it and just ride and ride and ride, by far, BMW. Which was a shock to me. I just thought, wow, how about that? Hell's Angel likes BMW.
How about that?
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Frank.
Scott, thank you. All right. Yeah. So is he still alive? I wonder, Sonny Barger. Did you ever read that book?
I did not. No.
No.
I've read like 10 books my whole life. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not proud of it, but I don't read a lot of books. Okay, 20 maybe. I read articles, lots of articles, but I did read that book, and I read a book not long ago. It was like 5-6 years ago. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was with the DEA, And you guys might remember this book, and he infiltrated the Hell's Angels. He actually got tattoos. He looked the part, and he was able to get in the inside of the Hell's Angels, and every waking minute had to wonder whether or not they discover that he was a cop. Can you imagine that? Mm. And he said there were moments where they would test him, and he thought, oh man, this is it, they know. But they never found out. And in the end, he ended up being part of a massive arrest of all kinds of Hell's Angels. And when they bring him in and the holding cells, and they get ready to prosecute him, in he'd walk, and they'd go, wait a minute. And then they knew he was the rat. Boy, he better hope none of those guys ever got out.
No.
And came after him. Jack, I think, is here. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Frank, on who sings the Johnny Landoff jingle? Have you guys ever talked about that?
Marty Bronson.
Was he a popular singer back way when they did that? I don't know.
Yeah, he was a very popular singer in the St. Louis area. He was a big nightclub singer. He did a lot of TV commercials. And I think at one time Marty Bronson had one of those daytime women's shows in St. Louis. And he died several years ago. But that's the second or third version of that jingle, but it's the most recent one recorded, even though it was done probably 25 years ago. But that's Marty Bronson.
Yeah, it still works. That version is really cool.
Well, here's the good.
Go ahead.
Here's what I think is smart. You find something that works and you stick with it and you don't change it. Like Chevrolet changes their slogan every 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's the truth. Hey, I had a motorcycle comment for you, too.
Okay.
Take a Goldwing, take that engine, soup it up, put it on a custom frame, put custom pipes. Soup it up a little bit and call it a Valkyrie. Have you ever seen a Valkyrie?
I've ridden a Valkyrie.
I have a Valkyrie, Frank. They are the most cool motorcycle to ride.
It's a great motorcycle.
They're like riding a Goldwing, but when those crotch rockets pull up next to you, you can just wave goodbye to them. That thing is scary fast.
No, Valkyrie's a wonderful motorcycle.
Oh, my God. I've got a 98, man, and it is. People ask me about it all the time when they see me, but It's a Honda, so all you gotta do, I buy my bike to ride. I don't buy it to work on,
right.
Clean up oil, and wear earplugs.
Now, I got to tell you, Harley-Davidson, though, the last 20, 25 years, there's no oil leaking, there's no working on them. They're very dependable, but they still do vibrate, even with rubber mounts. Compared to what you're talking about, they're still not as smooth, but they're Harley.
Yeah.
They're Harleys, you know?
I'll tell you what, they've got a product that just sells itself, and it's an American, I don't know what you want to call it, but there's no other product that is that loyal as that. And
no,
they make a lot of nice bikes. They make some nice bikes.
They
but
do.
I'll tell you, that Valkyrie, man, that is the funnest bike to ride.
And Harley's like Corvette. Corvette is America's sports car, and Harley is America's motorcycle.
Yeah, that's true. But if you ever get a chance, I was out of riding for 30 years, and when I went back, I knew I was going to get a Valkyrie. I looked for 2 years and found one. They are just—they're just a dream to drive. So
yeah, well,
if you get a chance, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, I have. How old are you?
I am 55.
All right, man. Be careful.
I will. Thank you, Frank.
All right, you bet. Yeah, I've talked motorcycles for a long time. It's kind of fun to talk to people. Dave, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great, Frank, and I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, I've never called in to any radio show, but this motorcycle stuff has just drawn me in, so I got to tell my motorcycle story.
Okay.
I'm 60 now. When I was 16, just turning 16, my parents came to me. We'd been shopping for a car. My parents said, look, we're going to lend you $500 to buy your first car. And so it was my plan to buy a little Volkswagen Beetle. And what they didn't know is I already had the money for the car. But along with this conversation about this, they told me there's responsibilities with owning a car. And one of those responsibilities is you will never own a motorcycle.
Whoa.
Well, that was exactly the wrong thing to say to me.
Yep.
I hadn't even thought about buying a motorcycle until they said that. So I took their $500, and within a week I came home with my first motorcycle.
How'd that go over?
And that went over real well. But I have had a motorcycle, now 9 motorcycles. I've never been without a motorcycle And I just think it's funny that before they ever said that, I didn't have any intentions of ever having a motorcycle.
Why would they have said that? Did your dad have a bad experience with a motorcycle?
I have no idea. They just told me it wasn't a good thing to do. You know how parents are worried about their 16-year-old son, you know?
And by the way, for a lot of people, it's not a good thing to do. You really do have to know what you're doing to ride a motorcycle.
I agree.
Not and just everybody.
You told the story about earlier about the guy who, for the first time, took his motorcycle out and drove it for 3 miles. And I agree. I mean, I have a Yamaha Royal Star Venture now, a big heavy bike
I own my first big touring bike was a Venture Royale Yamaha.
Very nice bikes and heavy.
Yeah, too heavy.
Yeah, I had a Goldwing earlier, but they are heavy. And if you wait until you are older and not as strong when you're younger to own a great big heavy bike, you're probably starting off on the wrong bike.
I agree.
Start off on a lighter bike.
I agree. And the other thing is you drop it, even parked, if it drops over, you can't pick it up.
that's the most likely time for it to go over is when you're coming to a stop or you are halted.
Well, one of the most embarrassing things that ever happened to me, and I was like 40, and I had a big Venture, the bike you're talking about, touring bike, and I was at somebody's house, and it was parked in the driveway, and it was a hot, hot day, and the kickstand sank into the asphalt, and it fell over.
Oh.
It fell over. And it fell over downhill, okay? So I couldn't pick it up. I had to call, this house was in Ladue. This person lived in Ladue.
Yeah.
I had to call the Ladue police, and the cop came out, and said, he thought it had been an accident. He saw the bike tipped over. He said, anybody hurt? I said, no. He said, what'd you call the police for? I said, can you help me pick my bike up? And this guy just looked at me. He says, you got to be kidding me. He says, are you kidding? And I said, no, I can't pick it up. And I was at a young lady's house who happened at the time to be doing some bookkeeping for me. And I said, she can't, because she had an illness. I said, she can't help me pick it up. He said, we don't come to people's houses to pick up motorcycles. But in the end, he actually did help. Helped me after he lectured me because he knew how embarrassed I was. Otherwise, I just stuck there with my bike on its side.
Well, after all that, then did you say, hey, if you can't help your motorcycle, maybe help me get that cat out of the tree?
No, that's no, another that's story fireman. From another day. That's the fire department. Yeah.
I know. That's from the other day. You're right.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, well, do we have time? Barbara's next. Is Barbara next?
Yeah.
Hey, Barbara. I got a minute. Barbara, it's yours. How are you?
Oh, Frank, I'm so tickled that I'm going to get to listen to you guys for 6 weeks.
Wow, why is that?
Well, I only get to listen to you guys when I have major surgery and I stay home.
Oh.
Because
you just schedule a surgery every couple months?
I'm sorry you're having surgery, but I'm kind of glad you're having surgery.
Well, I had it already a week ago.
Yeah.
And everything went well.
Great.
And I was listening to you guys yesterday. What day was yesterday?
Yesterday was Monday.
You still are making me laugh as hard as you did the first time I started listening to you.
You're not supposed to laugh after surgeries. You have surgery?
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah. Don't break a stitch open or something.
Yeah.
They glued me back together, Frank. They didn't stitch me.
Okay, that's good. I like the glue.
They glued me and stapled me.
So you're going to be okay? You're going to be okay?
Everything's going well.
Great.
Well.
And I'm a little dopey from the drugs, but if what's his name can get on the phone with you guys in your 5 o'clock hour and
what's his name?
Yeah,
Mike Evans.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the whole nurse just left.
I'm sure the drugs are making you laugh too.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what she said. I said I feel like I am like I could just chew the wallpaper off the walls 1 minute and then I'm laughing hysterically the next. And she assured me it was the drugs. So.
That's because she listens to another station. Can't even fathom that a station could make you laugh. How long did the doctor say before you can have sex again?
Oh, you're so bad.
No, I'm not. How long?
I have not been with a man in 3 years.
Oh, well, that's pretty sad.
Oh, well, you're gonna kill just haven't found one that I'm even interested in.
Well, we haven't met, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yesterday you guys were talking about weren't you talking about being the bra watchers?
Yes, Playtex, that's right.
Yes.
Bra testing. Yeah, that's right, Playtex. That was my mother's brand.
We could start there.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I would just check in with you, and maybe I can just check in over the weeks ahead and give you my qualifications that I'm looking for, and you guys can go on a hunt for me.
Okay, we'll certainly work with you. We're glad you're well.
I am too.
Okay.
Me too.
All right, Barbara.
It's going to be fun. Okay.
Enjoy the drugs. Bye. Thank you. Yeah, that's a kind of a nice time, convalescing, got some good painkillers, listening to the show. That's a way to do it. We're a whole lot funnier that way. First Community Credit Union. I bank there. A lot of people bank there. Thousands of people bank there. It's the biggest credit union in the entire St. Louis area. They have good popcorn, too. They have fresh popcorn, and somehow or other, they've managed to instruct everybody at every First Community how to... You know, I watched them in the valley make it, because I happened to be there when she was redoing the corn. You know, that stuff comes now in these perfectly pre-measured packets, like pre-measured that grease.
Oh, I've seen that, the corn on one side and the oil on the other.
You can't mess it up.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, and it's perfect. It's like the perfect movie theater popcorn. That's what's at First Community Credit Union. That's not why... You would change where you do your banking. It's just a little perk, like the popsicles. Until Labor Day, they get free popsicles for anybody who wants to ask for one if you're a member. See? One of the advantages of being a member. And if you're not, ask for one anyway. Tell them we said it was okay. But I want you to think, just think about changing where you do your banking. Because your banking is probably just something you do. You just go through the motions, need some checks, write some checks. Okay, get online. But there's nothing special about it. Then you need to change. Join us. First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com.
And it's time to get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester, where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
All right, now we have the microphone turned on for Tim.
No, I turned the microphone on.
Oh, you turned it on. You're not going to turn it off.
I learned that in Radio 101. Mic goes on when you talk. Hey, you have stop-and-go traffic westbound 70 from 270 to the Blanchette. You're slow again, 370 through Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. Eastbound 270 picking up volume now midway between Lindbergh, McDonald, and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And if you're headed in towards the Poplar Street Bridge, you're going to be slow near Busch Stadium to the Poplar on eastbound 64. And this traffic report is brought to you by GMC Certified Service. GMC Certified Service experts, technicians who make the grade. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40 so you can finally lose the weight. And the other symptoms simply disappear.
To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-259-2803. That's 1-800-259-2803.
KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.